Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good.
Yeah.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the Final Four. AFC Championship game, Dan. AFC Championship game.
Pulled down by Wisnowski. Robbie Gould has it away. And it is good! Robbie Gould has kicked the 49ers to victory here in Green Bay.
The golden leg of Robbie Gould going to an NFC Championship game.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gape boots it through. And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth team,
wind up winning it. Three games so far, a walk-off field goal.
Yes.
All three.
Yes.
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A cutback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City.
They want to be down with the Kansas.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. After probably the greatest weekend of NFL football that I remember, that I've ever seen. All four games, and I tweeted this out, all four games ended on the last play, best weekend of NFL football ever. And one guy, Robert, says, all games end after the last play. Yes, I meant decided on the last play. Shut up, Robert. Okay?
Well, actually, as a member of Well Actually Twitter, I'd like to say, well, actually, technically, right. Games all end on the last play. Well, actually, Twitter's the worst.
Well, actually. I go to Grace Bible Church, and our preacher this week was Daniel, and he said he did an well actually an internet well actually bit,
yeah.
And that was pretty funny. And Robert just gave me a well actually. Shut up, Robert.
And Robert anyway, knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah, he knew what I meant, and everybody knew what I meant. Best weekend you can remember?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah,
never seen anything like it. Like every game had high drama. Like. You know, the Saturday games, it was some turnovers and...
Well, the Rams game Sunday was turnovers.
Tons of turnovers, yeah. But even the Saturday games, I mean, there was it was excitement in the sense that it was coming down to the wire and you could see, you know, it was Joe Burrow and Cincinnati getting the early jump, but then teams missed opportunities. They missed scoring opportunities. They were kicking field goals. There was missed extra points. There was the stupid going for two. Well, I say stupid. The odds are definitely in your favor, but I don't think the risk is worth the reward. The risk of being tied 6-6 instead of just having the 1 point advantage when there was a penalty and they moved the extra point from the 2 to 1.
Yeah.
And I know the odds are like 62% it hits from the 1, where it hits at like 49% from the 2.
Way too early to go for 2.
And then you probably add to that with Derrick Henry, the odds go even higher. But it just wasn't worth the risk of doing it that early in the game. It made no sense. So, you know, there was all this drama building, and then it's just amazing though the late turnover, and then Joe Burrow hits you with, Tannehill just a terrible game, but Joe Burrow hitting you with one pass. That's all he needed. He needed just a little bit of time and made one pass. And I think what made this weekend so special is the astonishing level of playmaking with less than a minute to go, with less than 30 seconds to go.
Like every quarterback.
Everybody. Burrow needed one throw that was like a 20-yard throw by Joe Burrow. By I'm trying to remember in the other game.
Did Jimmy have a throw? Really?
I can't remember if he had a late. Did he?
Absolutely.
Did he move it late?
Get him, move him down the field to get the game. And how much
time?
Goal.
Oh yeah, there wasn't much time in that game either. No.
It was the last play.
Then you have an unbelievable amount, 31 seconds. There's a sack, and you think, okay, Rams is going to run it into overtime. And then, boom, a big throw to Cooper Kupp, who gets out of bounds. There's no timeouts. And then you hit another big throw, and it's just like, wow, that's unbelievable that they hit two in less than 40 seconds. That they really, in 31 seconds, they went down and got the field goal. And then the craziest thing of all happens, the back and forth. You know that game was an under with 4th and 13 with less than 2 minutes to go? That game was an under. It was sitting at – they needed a touchdown to take it to over, the Kansas City Chiefs-Bills game.
Yeah.
It was what's that?
They needed that and the two-point conversion to get it over 54.5. The touchdown just got them to 54.
I only saw 51.
Oh, no, 54 and a half.
Gave us 54
and a half.
Five-star gave us 54 and a half.
Oh, yeah, the end game was 51 and a half. I'm thinking of something else. So they get they get that. They score, and you think, first of all, the fact that KC went down and scored, the fact that Buffalo went down the field that quickly and scored was pretty incredible. An amazing game by Josh Allen and especially Gabriel Davis. And then, in case you missed it, how much time was left? 13 seconds?
Yep.
13 seconds on a kickoff.
Now,
unheard of to go that far.
The Bills are really catching it today for not squib kicking it.
I think they should. And here's what you can do now. Just keep this in mind. As soon as it's squib kick, you can lay down and down it. So they also could have gotten the ball at maybe the 28 or 30 yard line with 1 second off the clock.
Right. Right.
Because the officials would have.
How about somebody. Don't let Travis Kelce off the line of scrimmage. I mean, are you kidding me? You got to press coverage.
What does prevent defense do, John?
Will you prevent winning.
From winning?
That's right. That prevents you from winning.
But seriously,
why are you letting him run off the line of scrimmage?
Free release to take off down the seam for an easy throw when you know they've got timeouts to stop the clock.
And, like, they're all standing there in a zone. It's like, what? That's the guy. That is the man. Put somebody on him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How is Cooper Kupp get wide open on the first throw? We saw, the safety made a mistake and
he fell down. The guy fell.
How does Cooper Kupp early in the game get wide open when a safety's over the top? And then how do you zero blitz at the end of the game? How are you zero blitzing in that situation?
There's so many things to cover in all the games. We talked about how excited we were, how these games looked like a tremendous weekend of football, and it even went beyond and above our expectations.
Yeah,
it was really amazing to watch the football. Had a great time hanging out with some friends watching the game on Saturday, and then yesterday was at the house watching, and just great, great games. I think it's highly unlikely that the next round lives up to the hype. In fact, I could potentially see some blowouts in the next round. With the Rams, San Francisco. Although San Francisco has won 6 consecutive games against the Rams.
Yeah, what you think?
So maybe it'll be a blowout the other way.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know.
Not with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Don't we always say it's tough to win 3 times? And the way OBJ is playing right now, the way that Cooper Kupp is playing right now, the way that Matthew Stafford is playing right now, Cam Akers, hold on to the football. Holy crap. Are you kidding me? How do you fumble in that situation? How are you not holding the football with both hands and just get stripped up the middle? They would have been better off kneeling than handing it off to Cam Akers.
Mm-hmm.
Just kneel. It was 3:20 left in the and I can't even believe the Bucs actually kicked off as opposed to an onside kick. They had no timeouts left.
At one point, they needed 3 touchdowns. We're late in the third quarter.
Yeah, they were down 21. 21 straight points.
And I was just thinking, there's no way we're getting this over. And then magic happened.
That's not the most important thing.
And the game was
fine,
too. But, I mean, then the magic happened. To get that over was incredible.
Well, a comedy of errors by the Rams to give them the chance.
Comedy
Holy crap.
Of errors.
And how about this? Tyreek Hill going in to win the game, taunts on the way in.
That was a
no call.
That was the definition of it's one of the things the NFL spotlighted, saying
all season.
This is taunting. If you wave to somebody or whatever, that is a clear taunting. And they swallowed their whistles. And it's I'm a little. Here's the thing: you would hate to see a game.
But listen,
the talking heads.
He
and
knew
everyone,
better though.
This game is. It's bull that they're taking out the fun, and that's what they heard. But by the letter of the law that they enforced this year, I mean, this was strict enforcement. And they literally backed off of that.
And how do you put your team at risk in the final seconds of a game when you guys are when you're trying to get to the AFC Championship and you taunt?
So the touchdown.
I mean, it should have been called. I thought for sure they were going to call it.
Now,
it should have been.
It wouldn't have had any impact because what happened was the touchdown would have been allowed to stand. On the kickoff, they would have moved him back. The Bills would have got the ball.
He was taunting before he got to the end zone.
They would have
from where he's taunting. That's where the penalty.
I don't think it.
Oh,
is.
Oh, it absolutely is. They would take. Well, then here's plenty of touchdowns taken
away.
Then
here's what they would have done: scored, and there would have been less time for you to get down the field. If you're Buffalo, you think Buffalo would have stopped them somehow? No, it would have been less time instead of the time they had to go down.
Well,
the field
they still had to
score
a touchdown, though. They still had to score a touchdown.
Yeah, I think they would have.
Well,
they showed that they were Buffalo's defense had run out of gas. There would have been less time for Buffalo to get down the field and score. I don't think it would have made a difference either way, other than it would have been tougher for Buffalo to go down and get their last touchdown. But there also might not have been any time left for if they had.
There would
have
been no
time
left
for
Kansas City.
But it really, but you know, you still have to go through it. I mean, you still have to make a pass. You still have to do the things to get in the end zone. Tyreek's move, I have not seen anyone talk about. I'm going to read local stuff. But that for sure was a taunting.
That was for sure taunting.
And for sure, that's the definition of a taunt.
And in the league.
And the officials intentionally swallowed because they didn't want that to be an impactful play in a playoff game. And I get that. In a general sense, I would agree with that. However, if you're a Buffalo Bill fan, you know that you intentionally swallowed your whistle and decided to avoid a penalty that should have been a penalty.
Absolutely. Man, how about the Bengals? Their players went all over the city delivering game balls to bars. That is just awesome. Man, that team, that how much fun is that for that city that they've been starving? It's been 33 years since they've been in the AFC Championship game, and they came through, and they're going around the city. I mean, that's one of the smallest cities in the NFL, and for them to be thinking about their fans like that, that's just awesome stuff.
They do that stupid Who Day.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
They stole it from Who Dat.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Stop with the Who Day. I'll tell you this, what a weekend it was for my bookie. If you had the dogs, if you had the unders on Saturday, the overs on Sunday, if you had the dogs, you won 3 out of 4. And if you had the Bills, that's just about as tough a loss as you could ever have at what happened
last night.
My goodness. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, and start playing and winning and getting paid. What a fun time it is to be on MyBookie. If you're not seeing what it is, all you got to do is go to MyBookie. You can bet on these championship games. You can bet on everything. All right. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. And you, my friends, are going to win and get paid. Who do you like? You like the 49ers? You like the Rams? You like the Bengals? Or do you like the Chiefs? Well, all you got to do is get there and have some fun. It was so much fun this weekend. And you never knew if you were going to win up until the last minute. But that's what this is all about. And look, you want to play, win, and get paid? All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm looking up the taunting rule, and it says this. The penalty results in a loss of 15 yards from the succeeding spot or whatever spot the officials deem appropriate. So
I can't remember, like a five, something like that?
Yeah, he was down to the five-yard line. Whether or not they would have given the touchdown and then marked it on the ensuing kickoff, which would have given the Bills even, you know, even a better shot if they gave him 15 yards after the touchdown on the kickoff. That would have been another, that would have been, and he made it even easier for the Bills, which would have resulted in more than 13 seconds for the Chiefs, which would have resulted in an easier field goal or maybe even a touchdown the way that the Bills were playing defense. How about that the Bills were so good defensively this year? What the hell happened? And oh, by the way, the Chiefs, I don't know that we've seen better quarterback play in pressure situations than we saw those two, than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that you're ever going to see better quarterback play in pressure situations. It was unbelievable how good they were.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a different Mahomes right now. He's just playing, he's playing like the Mahomes that we were used to. I don't, something happened where he has gotten his, he has gotten his swagger back, his confidence back. The sidearm throw underneath the defender's arm where he threw a laser sidearm in. And then Al Michaels made a Dan Quisenberry reference. Well, here in Kansas City, that's Dan Quisenberry, long time close. And like, that's not, no one's, that's not going to hit with the audience, Al. I get it, but I don't think the audience is going to go back to the early 80s closer when a lot of the people watching weren't even born by the 90s, you know, in the, they were born in the 90s and 80s. They wouldn't have known Dan Quisenberry.
Well, was that Michaels? Because he did the Rams game.
Yeah, it would have been Jim Nance who did it.
Yeah, Jim Nance.
It was Jim Nance. Yeah, all the Hammers were out this weekend calling the games. Yeah, it was Jim Nance. You're right. It was Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
Yeah.
It was just, what's happened is the quarterback play, other than Jimmy Garoppolo, who continues to just have mistakes that are just so costly. Matt Stafford was really, really good for pretty much most of the game. The question marks that have popped up, though, after the games now, and really what is going to be the big storyline over the next week is going to be, that you're going to hear everywhere, is Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Yesterday during a game, Jim Nance brought up the fact that there is, who was the late game? Who called the late game?
Yesterday? Nance.
It was Nance?
Nance and Romo, yeah.
Okay, here's what it was. It wasn't Nance and Romo, it was the game before, because that was Al Michaels.
Yeah.
So it was Al Michaels brought up the fact that, and they showed a quote by Tom, but they said there's buzz out there, means they've heard something from people involved with football. For Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth to get that, that's something a little bit different. He goes, there's some buzz out there that this could be it for Tom Brady, that he's going to shut it down after this. And there's also the same buzz with Aaron Rodgers right now. So this could be, this would be akin for me to the NBA losing Jordan, only you're losing a couple Jordans. And it's, it hurt the NBA. It decimated the NBA, frankly. The NBA, when Jordan left, it was just a timing of not just Jordan, but Barkley and Dream and a lot of the stars at that, from that 80s era, just kind of faded away at the same time, and it really left a void, a massive void. Yeah. I'm not saying the same void is going to be left in the NFL.
No.
But to lose Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, two guys that will probably finish 1-2 in the MVP, I will guarantee that's never happened in any sport ever, to lose 1-2 in an MVP race back in the same year.
I don't think Rodgers was going anywhere. Brady was noncommittal and didn't want to talk about it. But here's Rodgers. I got to get the feeling he still wants to play. I'm not sure it's in Green Bay, though.
You know, so many guys' contracts here are up or on the brink or salary cap stuff. So a lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So a lot of decisions, you know, in the next couple months.
You know, I just think he probably just wants out of Green Bay. I think he probably goes, how in the world did we lose that football game? But how in the world didn't you do anything offensively? I know the weather was bad, whatever, I get it. But you've got, they had the weapons. They had, they even had the running game in that kind of weather. They just didn't have special teams. Holy crap, could you be worse special teams-wise? You get a field goal block, a punt block for a touchdown, and then on the game-winning kick by the 49ers, you only had 10 men on the field. I mean, you cannot bleep up worse than they did on special teams.
I mean, you literally lost the game because third phase.
Yeah.
You gave up defensive points in a low-scoring game. Like, how are you – you can't fathom being that screwed up. And yet there they were getting kicks blocked. And, you know, it was just a terrible, terrible game for their special teams. How about this stat? SportsCenter had this. The game-tying field goal drive by Pat Mahomes took less time than Dak Prescott's quarterback draw. 14 seconds versus 13 seconds. The drive took less time.
Well, actually, it was only 10 seconds because he got to – right, right. It took two plays, 10 seconds. Oh, my God. There's still 3 seconds left when they called timeouts, when they called – Kelce called timeout after he made that catch.
Yeah.
I mean, they had – it was like la-di-da-di because the Bills were out of timeout, so la-di-da, no ice in the kicker, no nothing. I mean, plenty of time. And listen – I agree with everybody that's going, you know what? The NFL has to fix their overtime rule. That game should not have ended with the Bills not having a shot just because they lost the coin toss.
But how are you going to do that when it's the Players Association that does not want extra football? They want it. They want to have something where it's fair in that they changed it. So they said, it's not the first person that scores. You got to score a touchdown. So they actually did expand it, but they shortened the amount of time. They don't want extra football because of the CTE stuff. So this is the league and the players work together on, and the Players Association work together on this. I think it's I get people being upset that they didn't want it to happen. This has been collectively bargained from both sides.
But guess what? They're wrong. It doesn't just because it's collectively bargained. The guys who are on the short end of it probably are like,
well, it's wrong. The people who run the league and who play the game are the ones. It doesn't matter if we like it or not.
Yeah.
It's what they want.
Well, but maybe. Really? Do you think the Bills want that today?
Well, I mean, it was collectively bargained by the players.
And I know,
they actually expanded it so that it wasn't.
But Lance, people could still disagree with it. Just because the uppity ups make decisions doesn't mean that the players would think it's right. And if I'm a player and I'm in that football game, I'm like, well, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm glad, I'm happy with it. But if I'm the Bills, I'm like, are you kidding me? All we did, and that's we don't even get a shot in overtime.
We get practice back too. You get a practice again because teams want practices. I mean, this was. They wanted it expanded so everyone had a shot. Okay, well, stop from scoring a touchdown, you get your shot. It's happened a lot in the league.
Yeah, but
mostly
again,
they don't
there
score.
There are a lot of rules in sports, and actually, that's why rules get changed.
Well, this one's
because they're not good rules.
This one's not.
And this
getting
is
changed.
Another one. Yeah, this one might eventually get changed.
The Players Association wants less football.
Well, they changed
football.
It from first score from sudden death to.
So now you're saying go forever.
No. I'm saying at least give the other team one shot.
And then what happens when they get it?
Well, then now you keep going. Just like if they don't score, you keep going.
They change it so they avoid that.
Well, all right. So
it's a health and safety issue.
It doesn't mean it's a good rule.
But if you want to do it, the two-point thing.
There are all kinds of rules that get changed because they're not good rules.
Do the two-point
thing. You know
what?
There's a good chance. I think there's a good chance that they look at this and go, you know what? This isn't working.
But if they do that, there's going to be more ties.
Quite possibly.
There's just going to be more.
Well, they made it 10 minutes instead of, you know, the usual 15 minutes.
Well, what was 10 minutes? You have to come up with a winner. What's the next set of rules after the 10 minutes is up? What were they going to do?
Well, penalty they would kicks? Have another 10 minutes. They would have another 10 minutes.
That's if they really want to do something, and it's pretty gimmicky, is you could just do basically a set of two-point plays. Just keep going two-point plays until someone wins.
Yeah, that would be great.
That has fewer plays. That's the way you solve that is you do two-point plays only. You don't drive down the field. And whoever it gives you that chance to just get it done with the fewest amount of plays possible.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
That would be it if they want to do
that. This way that they're doing it, I think, sucks.
Why not take the college version and just everybody starts at your 25 and it's a shootout constantly?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because you know why? Because they don't want to be good. We're not copying college. It's really that simple.
Yeah, right.
Anything that college does, we're not doing. We're not copying college.
Yeah.
But college actually has it figured out. Like, that would be so exciting. I think sticking everybody. Now, they're a great field goal kicker, so you have to make it. The rule really has to be you can't kick field. You can kick field goal on your first time out. You can't kick it after that. and you could stick it at the 30-yard line because the field goal kickers are
too good. Yeah,
they're too good.
So we got a guy in the league that says with the Packers, it's an organizational issue. They've had three special team coordinators in the last 5 years.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so it absolutely was a huge organizational issue, and it cost that team. It cost every one of those players. They just sucked on special teams. You can't get any worse when special teams. And even LaFleur after the game said the blocked punt cost us the game. The 49ers couldn't do anything offensively all night long. That blocked punt was huge, huge. And did you see it? It was speaking of big guys, DJ Reader. Mm-hmm. DJ Reader and Jeffrey Simmons could not have been more dominant in a football game.
Jeffrey Simmons, I had as the best player in that draft. He was out, remember, with an ACL tear. But when you watch him, he looks different than other humans.
Yeah.
And he played different, but I had to make him second because of his questions about the domestic. I mean, it wasn't domestic.
No.
He hit a girl who was fighting his mom when he was in high school. There was that question, and then he was coming off an ACL tear. So I put him just below Quinnen. But, man, is he dominant. And then DJ Reader, man. Former Texan DJ Reader, you let a guy like DJ go,
and look at
but you keep David Johnson and you redo deals for other guys. Like it's this disorganization.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Couldn't be more stupid.
But if you look at the way that it was designed, but Packers number 48 looked like he was about 150 pounds compared to the dude that came up the middle for the 49ers and blocked the punt. He just bowled him over and got to the punter, blocked the punt, touchdown. That looked like a poor design. Who is setting up your blocking when you got like a 180-pound guy trying to block a 270-pound guy? Honestly, he just bowled him over.
I mean, well, that also could be what does your roster look like? You know, roster composition is a big part of what I look for on draft stuff is linebackers, well, safeties, wide receivers, running backs, can they play? You know, can the guys who are fourth and fifth and, you know, third, fourth, fifth in your particular position group, can they play special teams? But a big part of it is finding linebackers and defensive ends who can play special teams. Like, you may be a backup, but can you play special teams effectively? It's a little thing, but it means a lot. And the good teams look for guys with special teams values, core special teamers, four-phase special teamers, the guys who are kick cover, kick return, punt cover, punt return, and really, actually, you know, field goal kick, field goal block. You're looking for all those things. But, what a way to end the game. We've got a lot more to get to, and if you guys want to weigh in on the Brady stuff, we'll also talk about Josh Allen because something very interesting is happening on Twitter with Cleveland Browns fans and Josh Allen, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back. Right now, SiteJab is a company that I've told you a lot about. I love repping local. I love when local businesses excel and do well, especially if it's a business where there's national competition. And SiteJab has national competition for web services, but, you know, frankly, I don't really think it is competition. Here's the thing. They can build your websites. They can create leads. They can handle marketing from ground floor up, whether it's building your logo, helping to film a video of your company and create integrated video, putting e-commerce on your site, getting you ready. But they also can come meet with you. You can have them at a moment's notice there working with you directly, working with someone at your company to help with the update, with the general daily updates of the website. There's so much that they can do that someone national can't do. And the bottom line is they do it great. They've been doing it for over two decades and they'll do the same thing for you. Their phone number is 713-820-6925. Or better yet, hit the Let's Meet button when you go to sitejab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So Jordan Willis, who blocked a punt, 6'4", 270. Steve Wuerdl is the long snapper. It says he's 228 pounds. I ain't believing that. He didn't look no 228 pounds. By the way, Jordan, Willis just bowled him over. He had no chance of blocking him, zero chance of blocking him. And that was the play of the game. 4:50 left in the game. Blocked the punt after doing nothing the entire game. And then right after the block punt, it was 3rd and 11 for the Packers back at their own 20-something yard line. And Rodgers goes deep into double coverage for Davante Adams. And Alan Lazard is running wide open in the middle of the field. Now, it's a tough situation, but Aaron Rodgers knows that there's two deep on him. And he knows that there's coverage there, and he's double covered. Maybe you think Davante Adams will make a play for you because he's the best receiver in football, but you've also got you got to pick up your reads and decide no, that's not the guy to go to. There's got to be somebody that's got single coverage, and it was Lazard who was running free about 20 yards down the field, and in the middle of the field, and he missed him, and that's going to be something that he regrets. You know, all the crazy stuff that Aaron Rodgers says and whatnot, I think that, there's a little something taken off the luster of Aaron Rodgers, quite possibly. Did you see this weekend John Stockton?
Yeah.
John Stockton, Gonzaga has taken away his tickets to their games. He played at Gonzaga, Hall of Famer. He is one of the greatest point guards ever to play the game. He said that between 100 and 150 professional athletes have died because they got the vaccine. I looked it up.
So there have been, they start at age 12. It's either 12 or 16, and it goes to 65. He made it sound like they were pro athletes. It's not. It includes cricket coaches, cricket players.
But died of COVID or the vaccine?
No, died of heart issues.
Heart issues.
So myocarditis is a heart issue, inflammation of the heart that's brought on by COVID. It was something that, you know, it's a big issue. We talked about it. Oh yeah, it's a big issue. So I don't know if there's anything linking. I can't remember if myocarditis has been linked. I think it may have been in some instances or whatever. Myocarditis to the vaccine. I know that it is with COVID. It was a big issue that.
Well,
has
I thought myocarditis was linked to COVID.
It is.
And yes.
It 100% is.
Yes.
It would be much less so if it's been linked at all to vaccine. It would be much much less so than COVID. It is one of the big issues that athletes had was myocarditis. And not getting screened for it because, you know, it can be more expensive or people don't think about it. And so I guess the fact checking that went on here was the athletes, they say, okay, there is an amount that have died from typically it's heart issues, heart ailments. Some were predisposed conditions and some were myocarditis related, which means they could have and probably did have it also from COVID in many of the cases, something that was underlying and it could have been there for quite some time. So, yeah, Stockton's, if you go look into it, you'll find that a lot of the people who have died there were some professional soccer players, there were cricket players, there were youth basketball, there have been coaches were included as well. Yeah. It's the numbers, it's an aggregate that's been used to create a narrative or whatever. But John Stockton, who's against mask mandates, he cited this and said million. He said a little bit of some crazy stuff like, You could say what you want and be against mask mandates.
No,
but he went way over the top with his comments.
No, and Aaron Rodgers has made all kinds of. I just brought that up because I was just like, John Stockton, you take his tickets away because he's a nut job, not because of the mask things. John Stockton, what the hell? Aaron Rodgers has put himself in a position now where he's Aaron here. There's the jokes after this game about Aaron Rodgers. I heard Aaron Rodgers retiring and joining the Proud Boys. It was joke after joke. Mask. Aaron Rodgers thought was a vaccine in the end zone, which is why he wouldn't go there.
Whatever.
It just is.
It's stupid that people continue to. It is what it is. Put it out there. Whatever. It's over.
It is. Whatever. It's so fun. So funny. Some of the stuff. I saw a picture of Brett Favre and Donald Trump. standing on a green together. They took a picture on the green, and it said this is, and they were both smiling. This is what you look like when your replacements are screwing everything up. It was joke after joke, but Aaron Rodgers has opened himself up to this stuff. But wherever he goes now, he's gonna have this hanging over his head. There was a call. Now Ryan Tannehill's gonna have this hanging over his head. If you follow Clay Travis was calling for Ryan Tannehill's head. Ryan Tannehill was not good. Three interceptions.
Clay Travis is a Tennessee guy.
He's a Tennessee guy.
He's from Nashville.
Yeah, he's from Nashville. And he's a big he went to Vanderbilt, I believe, didn't he? Did he go to Vanderbilt? I think he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think he went to Vanderbilt. So he's a Nashville guy, and he loves Tennessee, so he's a big fan. Ryan Tannehill was bad. He was bad not only in English, but he was bad in Russian. Here's the call in Russian of Ryan Tannehill's third interception.
Прежнему у Танхила и компании много времени у Райана. Опа!
Мы такое видели уже, мне кажется.
Да, и Уилсон!
Why are they laughing at Ryan Tannehill?
I mean, I did a little bit.
What? What the hell? You're not supposed to laugh at somebody when he's having a bad day. Like
Yeah, but come on. No one actually – see, this is the thing. That game was almost retribution. And frankly, both games, San Francisco too, even though Garoppolo got a win, for people who don't buy into him, because you know in your heart that they're not the guys you can win at the highest level. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced Trey Lance is ready to do anything this year. There's so many people like who think Trey Lance is a magic panacea. It's the same thing you heard with Justin Fields was going to set the world on fire when he came in. Rookie quarterbacks aren't ready. They're not ready. That's just the way it is. So it's as good as you have. But Tannehill's one of those guys that even when he has good years, you know in your heart that I still wouldn't want him as my quarterback in this kind of moment because you just don't think he can make those plays. And what a terrible game he had. Like just a really bad game. Really bad game for Ryan Tannehill. And even Russians are laughing at him now.
Yeah.
Even the Russians are left. What are Russians doing messing with our football? I've never heard of any.
Would you rather mess with our elections or our football? Which one?
Elections.
Because they're in the middle of it, okay?
Yeah.
They're in the middle of our chaos. I don't. If you weren't watching Homeland, okay, you don't know how bad the Russians are in the middle of everything.
The
we're
Russian
doing over
bots,
here.
That's been proven on social media how the Russians got the. They were creating big, they were helping to instill some racial divide through social media. And boy, let me tell you something. Social media will pick that up in a heartbeat. That's not a, they'll take that up and they'll pick that ball up and run it into the end zone. Social media will, if you give them a chance. But, I've never heard them messing with,
I know.
There's no connection
Mexico
to Russia.
Mexico does.
Name a Russian. Yeah, but you've had Mexican.
Man,
you know
yeah,
the
we
outreach.
Go to Mexico
and,
to play.
Yeah.
The English do.
In the 80s, my dad was doing coaching clinics in Mexico and Alaska. He's done it in Germany and Austria for football right. University. I've never heard of a single Russian player in the U.S. I've heard of Chilean players.
German?
I've heard of German players. Yeah. I've never heard of one single Russian player ever.
No.
I don't know any connection to Russia. Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of one.
Well, I'm telling you, they're infiltrating everything now. So our football
now do I think that there'd be some good Russian players? Yes.
Oh yeah.
My guess is you start on the line.
Yeah.
And there's probably some linebackers.
Oh, you don't
too.
Think you could get an Aiden Hutchinson type?
Short. They're probably short arm guys who run and hit.
I don't know. You might get some big, strong dudes.
I just want some length though. You need to have some longer arms.
Well, what Russians are known for little having
I
little
don't
baby
know.
Alligator
I'm just talking
arms?
About the yeah. I'm just thinking of Fedor Emelianenko. I don't think he was a long limb guy. Although Krokop, I think, was a little longer limb. So that's
well, thank you. I mean, I'm sure
there.
We can find some.
I'm
guys
only thinking of fighters
with longer arms, Lance. When we come back, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's it. You get one sentence. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's all you get. 713-780-3776.
Russian fullbacks. That's a good one.
That
too.
Is good.
A Russian fullback
your
is probably a good.
Yours is just probably.
No, that's not Russian. That's going to be like Czech.
Your chick? Oh, I don't know.
That's Czech. Oh, yeah. I'm from Richmond Rosenberg. I recognize the check.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. Okay. You know the sausage, the place that makes the sausage.
What did you learn? There's a lot you could have learned.
You could have learned this weekend. 713-780-3776. It's the segment sweeping the nation. Right now, though, the plumbing company that's sweeping the nation is our peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing. They are awesome. If you're looking for a plumber that is going to come to your home and give you a fair estimate, they're going to come to your home absolutely free. 281-488-6238. Easier to remember is thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com. But plumbers have a reputation. You know, they got the butt crack thing going on. They're really, really expensive. They never show up on time. It's like a used car salesman. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of thing I get with a plumber. It's nothing like that. Aqueduct Plumbing is professional. They're going to come and give you a great estimate. They're not going to charge you to come to their home. They're going to be as professional as they possibly can.
When you meet the owners, you see that right off the bat. Like, the first thing you get is a completely different vibe. And what they want to do is they want you to tell your friends and your neighbors. That's the best advertising they can get is word of mouth. And the only way that happens is if they do right by you and that you're happy with their work. So they get out there, they get out on time, they get the work done, they do it at a very fair price, and they just tell you what's wrong. They just fix what's wrong, whether it's a leaky pipes under your house or just a leaky faucet, or maybe it's getting a brand new tankless water heater. TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
What's poppin'?
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 747 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's the segment sweeping the nation. It is, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I got to start first because I didn't pay off the last tease. I learned that John Dorsey is solely responsible for the Cleveland Browns' demise because he took Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen.
That's it?
And Twitter
one
told
sentence.
Me. Twitter oh, told me.
Twitter told you that?
Yeah. Never mind the fact that that's completely revisionist history, and Browns fans would have burned the city if he would have been taken.
Yeah.
But now they're like, well,
look
what Dorsey did.
Yeah.
You mean the guy who also drafted the...
And everybody who passed on Herbert, and look at where he is, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know what? You suck. You suck. Yeah, well, yeah, everybody passed on who passed on Mahomes. What was he, 10th overall, 11th overall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mitchell.
Trubisky.
Mitchell. Let's go. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? John, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah. I learned the NFL is no longer testing unvaxxed players. What a bunch of damn hypocrites.
Got it.
John, when's the last time you've been happy with how the games have gone?
No, it doesn't.
Like, is there ever a, like, whoa, what a great set of games. I learned that Josh Allen's really taken a step and has become maybe an elite quarterback. It's always something anti-league or anti-player. Like, John is never happy with anything that happens in sports.
That's all right. That's John. That's just...
Yeah. I know...
On Monday morning, I learned John is pissed about something. Mm. Okay.
I thought football was great this weekend.
Andre, what's going on?
I learned that Tom Brady's not the GOAT, that he's a baby back punto.
He's what?
Baby back... I can't say what he said. That's... You can't say stuff in Spanish.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Just because. By the way, that was two sentences. So, Mark, one sentence. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that either on or off the field, if you want your heart broken, just hit your wagon to an Aggie quarterback, and at one point, you're going off the cliff.
That was a run-on sentence, but it was still one sentence.
It was technically a sentence.
So, yeah. An Aggie wide receiver / quarterback. Yeah, okay. James, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that I got paid this weekend on USC 270, MyBookie AG. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, how about those fights?
Yeah, Francis, it was kind of boring at the Cyril – Cyril Gane is going to be a really good fighter in the UFC. He's only been fighting for 3 years. He just ran out of gas, but he's going to be a really good fight. Now, the fight before it was Moreno fight was really, really good. There were some good fights. Yeah. They're coming to UFC. UFC's 12th. Coming to Houston February 12th. Yeah,
the day before the Super Bowl. Who's next? Next up is Tony. What'd you learn this weekend, Tony, in one sentence?
Good morning, guys. I learned that Aaron Rodgers is completely overrated. Thank you.
Completely overrated. Completely overrated. I don't know. He's pretty good. But, hey, the first game of the year, he sucked. The last game of the year, he sucked. Those two games, he sucked. Alex is next. Alex, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that the NFL needing to change overtime rules debate will continue on this season.
Yep. It definitely affected last night's game, didn't it? Derek is next. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Derek?
I learned, like Antonio Brown, that a lot can happen in 13 seconds.
Yeah, a lot can. And I don't know what Antonio Brown had to do with that.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know. Antonio Brown had some stuff, had some tweets for the
Bucs. Was that what he's referencing?
I guess. I don't know. I thought 13 seconds had to do with the Chiefs game, but okay. Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that dumbass substitutions by Steven Silas can really F up a money line but still cover the spread.
How about Steph Curry's first ever buzzer beater?
That was unbelievable. He's had game winners, but not a walk-off buzzer beater.
Right. I mean,
I told you, you don't want it with the Rockets You don't want it with the Rockets.
You don't want none of that. Of course, they just got beat by the Pacers, too.
Yeah, so. I mean, but you don't want it with the Pacers.
No, you don't. So, Tom even is more. Here. Hey, Tom, what'd you learn this weekend?
As far as the 49ers, it's better to be lucky than good.
The 49ers were pretty lucky. And of course, they were better on special teams. And you know what? You can't forget. That's the third phase, baby. You can't forget. 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Dr. Dre, what'd you learn?
Hey, fellas. I learned that Tony Romo gets more excited in the broadcast booth than what he could do on the field. That sorry bitch.
Whoa.
My goodness.
That was a comma, that sorry biah. So I guess that's technically one sentence.
Was it a semicolon?
Well, listen. Tony Romo in the fourth quarter is better in the booth than he was on the field. That's for sure. In a playoff game, anyway. In a playoff game.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Jason, 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend, Jason?
I learned that if you want to go to the NFC Championship game, learn how to screw up a soup sandwich like the Rams and Niners.
You want to talk about bleeping up a soup sandwich. That's what that game was.
Yeah.
And it was really, let's not let the Bucks off the hook either. The Rams screwed up to even put the Bucks in that position. The Bucks had plenty of screw ups in that game too. At one point they were giving the ball back and forth
to each other. It was unbelievable. To play a turnover. Play,
but so
turnover.
Were the Bengals and Titans were doing that stuff too.
Yeah, it was
not wild. Always these were awesome games. The best weekend ever. It's not always the most cleanly played.
No. Chuck, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Cooper Kupp and Joe Burrow are some bad white boys.
They're on the white boy super squad right now.
They're white.
There's had to look at the white boy super squad, here's the thing, though. Josh Allen would be ahead of Joe Burrow. They might have to move Joe Burrow to a different position, maybe moving a wide receiver.
Yeah, running Josh back. Allen. But Cooper Kupp really looks like a Josh Allen, yeah, I guess he looks like a white guy.
Oh, Joe, remember Joe?
Joe
but he wore those glasses. I know, he's to show so cool. How cool he was.
You see?
Yeah.
It ain't the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. The Jimmy Garoppolo's and the Joe Burrow's.
Not the Jimmy Garoppolo's. Yes, was not.
That's what it is.
Jimmy is not who they were talking about.
And the Joes.
It's the Josh and the Joes.
No, it's the Jimmy.
We're going to change it to the Josh. It's not the X's and O's. It's the Josh and Joes.
No, it's
they
the Jimmy.
They end up better. It works better. We can't. Hey, what,
I don't know if you've seen Jimmy. That's all he does is win playoff games. He's got one playoff loss in his career.
What about the pass?
That's all he does is win playoff games. Jimmy Garoppolo. Thank you. Good night.
We could all say it's the Pats and the Mats.
What? The Pat who?
Pat Mahomes and the Matt Stafford.
The Mats. Yeah,
yeah, you could do that one,
Pats
too.
And the Mats. But that doesn't the X's and the O's. It doesn't rhyme with the O's. Charlie, what'd you learn this weekend?
Yeah, I learned hot girls can give you chlamydia, too.
Hot girls can give you chlamydia, too. Yes. That's hot girls can. Yes.
Yeah, there's no.
Yeah. I mean, there's no shield based on your appearance.
On hotness?
Yeah. Your appearance doesn't shield you from that stuff.
No. It's transmissible.
I got news for you.
Guess what? Hot girls are probably more likely.
She was hot. Why did that happen?
They're doing more stuff. Hot girls are doing more stuff.
It's non-hot ones, too, doing stuff.
Yeah, they're doing stuff. Will, what's going on?
Auburn's Jabari Smith is a surefire first pick in the NBA draft. Yeah.
Jabari Smith's a beast.
Yeah, he's the first pick.
He is a beast. There's no question.
He did learn that.
Chris, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that prevent defense doesn't prevent anything.
Well, it prevents you from winning.
That's right.
That's what it does.
They've always said that for years.
That's right.
Prevent defense, what does it prevent you from? From winning.
Yeah, but didn't we also, we need a saying about zero blitzes, too, okay? How about...
So, all blitzes. So, how about play base coverage?
Something
how about
in between.
Just play base coverage?
How about just playing something in between?
Maybe a cover three. You get your three safety, but you give. But see, you can't just give Kansas City the middle of the field. I was already working in my mind how Kansas City could get in range to kick a 57-yarder. In my mind, it would be a 57-yarder. That's astonishing
that you
get from the 25. I thought from your 25 to your opponent's 40, maybe there was a chance of you doing it. Once again, it took less time for Kansas City to get in field goal range than it took for Dak to run a quarterback draw.
Yeah. Ryan, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned if you go to a Chiefs game, don't sit below the Mahomes suite.
Yeah, she was spraying everybody with champagne. Hey, Bia. Hey, it's freezing out here, and you're pouring champagne all over us.
What did Jackson do?
Wait, not Jackson, the wife.
No, I want to know what he did.
But Jackson was just
what TikTok
Jackson.
Dance? Can you tell me what the new dance was? Whenever they win, is it?
Jackson, man, Patrick Mahomes has to put up with the wife and the brother. Holy crap, Biscuit! What'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, man. You know what I learned, man? The safety play in NFL, man, it's just ridiculous. So how in the world, man, you let the dude just run by you?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's more than one sentence, Pat. That's Biscuit, that's way more than one sentence. So enough said. Safety play sucked.
They ran a three vertical.
Which is,
and that's a team with good safeties.
Oh, boy, your boy Daniel Jeremiah put Kyle Hamilton to the Texans.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So,
I told him I liked it.
Yeah.
So it finally came out?
It did.
Good.
So, you know what? The Texans will have great safety play. Great safety play. And then Super Bowl. Super Bowl Texans. Because they'll actually play they've got great safety play. And that's how you win. Or you have a really crappy safety play and you still win. 758 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Great job, everybody. What a great weekend to play. What'd you learn this weekend?
An Instagram model called out AB for.
Oh, no. What'd he do? Oh, no. For again?
Like 13 seconds.
For 13. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Leave it there.
I didn't see that.
That's what the reference was.
Oh, that's
I knew there had to be a reference, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I've been digging around like, what is the Antonio Brown reference? I don't understand. Like, oh,
Rick Pitino's like, wow, I would really like 13 seconds. That's forever.
Oh,
remember that story.
Oh,
759 ESPN 97.5, and look it up if you don't know that story.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.